You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's up, motherfuckers? Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Give us a call, 856-381-4500. Email us, jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Hit us up on Twitter and Facebook, and make sure you go download the Riotcast app and check out all the other great shows on this network.
Well said.
Thank you.
You did that without a script.
I don't need a script.
Script.
Yeah. No Missy tonight. Once again, no Missy.
As you, I'm sure you could probably tell, there's no Missy. You don't hear wheezing or, or something lodged in the throat.
What is her deal, man? Is she just going away every Thursday?
She's a concert goer. That's her thing, man.
She shows up to work less than Andrew Bynum.
Yeah, but he's got bad knees to show for it.
I'm sure she does, too.
The bad back from carrying those cans all day. You know, she hears this. She goes, hey, you guys.
You guys, what's up?
Hey, guys.
You guys suck. Boom.
Fuck you guys. Whatever.
You guys are crazy.
What?
Please don't start with that shit. I get a week off from that.
Whatevs.
I wonder if a group of friends all talk like that.
They probably
it's just,
do.
It's just like a group of these chicks and they're saying.
They probably do.
And it's just all these fucking stupid sayings.
If I was at a bar and I heard her.
I thought
friends,
you meant the voice, not the sayings.
Oh.
Can you imagine the whole group of girls talking like her?
Hey, miss, give me another beer. I got it. All right, I got it. I got to get it. Hit the head.
And so you can't tell who's who. It's like, it's fucking like the Wookiees. They all sound the same. You can't fucking tell who it is. I think that was Missy. That could have been her best friend. I'm not sure.
That'd be great if they all talk the same. And we should get them all together just to do their own podcast.
Okay. Could you imagine what that sound like? My God.
You're regular.
Squirrel is not inanimate.
I wouldn't be surprised. No, you mean the sayings, though?
Just like, just yeah.
If I was at a bar and I heard, like, I didn't know who she was or her friend. I don't know her friends, but if I didn't know who she was and they were, like, her and her friends were at the bar and they start using those, you know, like, abbreviated words.
Yeah.
Like, yo, that's cray. This is too much mun. This is like, you know, whatever. Like, I don't know what language they speak.
Yeah, I don't know what else she fucking says.
But, like, I would just sit there and just, I don't care how good looking they were. Like, honestly, I would just be annoyed. I'd be like, I'm leaving this bar or I'm going to another section of the bar.
This is my biffle. No, you're my biffle.
I'd be annoyed, but if they were hot, I don't think I'd be going anywhere.
No, I'm at that age now where it doesn't matter anymore.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. You know what though? If they did speak like Bane, I probably would engage them because I'd love to have some fun.
Let's do a shot. Four shots of Swedish fish.
I'm married.
The whole group of them.
Yeah, right. They're all smoking through their blowholes.
Yo, Hoodie Allen rocks. Love Hoodie Allen. Hoodie Allen. He was looking at me. No, he was looking at me. No, he was looking at me.
Yo guys, what's up?
Oh my god.
Wow. Missy.
Is that a dragon?
It's so hard to picture four Missies hanging out together. Same voice, same stupid opinions.
Yeah.
You know they gotta be somewhat similar, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they have to be somewhat similar. I mean, how can you...
You don't think Missy's the dumb one of the group?
Where does your energy go?
That's a good question, Chris. I like to pose that. I wonder if she's the dumb one of the group.
It actually shocks me sometimes that you guys don't understand.
Because a lot of groups of friends has, like, the friend in the group that everybody makes fun of. I wonder if that's her.
I don't think they make fun of her. And to be honest with you, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Missy is the smartest one of her friends. I'm serious.
If that's the
X
case.
X equals Y, and that's the end.
Yeah, I see her being the smartest of the group. Because Missy's more, she's not a follower. She's a leader.
Yeah.
She is. No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. She's.
That makes sense.
She's not a follower. Missy's not the type of person that will do what everyone else is doing. She's the one who's creating shit to do and needs followers to follow her. So I can only imagine the amount of brain power amongst all of her friends.
Jesus. I mean, I've never met her friends, so I don't know.
No. I'm sure they're nice.
She's brainwashed them all into thinking mermaids are real.
Yeah, even though she already changed her mind about it.
Yeah,
what does she do when she retracts it? Does she go back to her friends and be like, hey, guys, scratch that.
All right, the mermaid hunt is off.
Right, yeah.
I'm, like, speaking different.
She's a retard.
She's the leader. She's definitely
absolutely.
And she's got her minions.
She's the ring, right?
They're her minions.
She's the ringleader. She's got her minions. She's like Despicable Me 3.
Yeah.
She's going to be, you know, she's going to be the third installment of that horrible movie.
I sound like a man.
Oh, God. Just a gang of missies.
A gaggle of gargle. A gargle of missy.
Oh, Lord.
Water.
You can just hear it.
Water.
Like there's water in her lungs.
Water. Yo, guys, what's up?
She's gonna fucking shit when she hears.
God.
Yeah, of course. She should expect it, though.
I would like to meet her group of friends. I would like.
Come on, man. It wouldn't be fucking interesting to you to meet them. No. No. Okay.
I would. I would love to meet them.
I could already see spraying bullets into the crowd. I would just lose it.
I mean,
because it's hard.
Look at, like her, to, look, like her top.
I love
two
Missy to death. Friends. I do, and I think she's great for the show. I consider her a great friend and everything. She's a great person, but I don't think I could be around a bunch of Missies because it's sometimes you see how hard it is to be here. Sometimes when she gets into a rhythm with something that you just are like trying to hold back from going nuts. She, like, makes you crazy.
I think you more than anybody.
No, he gets nuts, too.
I know he gets nuts, but he's more... He just comes down and says, what the fuck are you talking about?
You're just... Yeah, but see, we were a little... We get, like...
Frustrated.
But on your end, though, it's more of... You see, you're... I'll give you credit, because you're more like... You don't get that kind of frustrated. You're just like, oh, you're a fucking idiot. You know what I mean? Like, you'll just cut her off at the legs. You know what I mean? Like, you'll just be like, God, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah, sometimes you know? I'm frustrated.
And you'll be like, what the fuck are
as,
you talking about?
As, like, I don't understand what you're talking about. Like, right. Like, where are you
going?
I don't understand you. Like, there's sometimes where she just starts rambling on. I'm like, what is she talking about? Like, I really have no idea. She lost me.
I love it.
And then there's other times where I'm like, you can't be that stupid.
Right.
She should never stop that, though.
No. But my point is it's difficult. Like, I've been trying really hard not to blow up on her on the show. And I don't think I can handle being around Missy and her friends outside of the show. Because if they start doing these, like, weird, like, witchcraft type shit that, you know, she does verbally on this show, I'm going to lose my fucking
mind. What about,
if there were 30 of them, I'd hang out with them all at the same time.
No.
It would probably be the most fun I've ever had in my life. Jesus
Christ. We'd see Chris on the fucking 10 o'clock news hanging from a bridge.
Oh, absolutely. What about like, two of her best friends coming on the show and telling stories?
I have no problems with that.
I would love to hear this. It's a controlled environment. Yeah.
Right, you could just turn the mics off.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Right, I'm sitting right next to the plug. I can just pull it right here. We'll end this fucking thing right here, right now.
Oh, my God.
I would love for them to come in and give stories. There's got to be more than what
I would not mind to hear some of Missy's pals come in here and tell stories about Missy that she's never told us. Or different versions. Like their perspective of stories she has told us,
right?
Because I think we'd find some more gems.
Absolutely,
you know.
I want to know if they have the same beliefs.
See, that's another thing. I think, or is it
just her?
You know, I'm just gonna call Missy Godsmack because I think she walks alone. Honestly, because like I just don't see any of her friends. Literally, like I think they might not be as smart as her, which is you know. Saying really little, but I don't think that they are smart enough to get wrapped up in what Missy's, cause call Missy what you want, but for her to be wrapped up in the beliefs and the thought processes that she does have, it takes a lot. It really does. Cause you have to remember that's retaining more shit than just knowing facts. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
You have this whole backstory you have to hold on to so you can spew this bullshit to other people. Whereas facts, you could just go online and look them up or go into an encyclopedia or whatever the fuck. Go to a library and just be like, look, there it is. Like a dictionary. Look, there it is. That's how you, where hers is like, it's all created from her. You know what I mean?
From within.
Right.
Well, not totally. She'll read something and interpret it completely wrong.
Misinterpret.
Yeah.
Missy interpret. Yeah.
And then take her interpretation of it as fact.
Right.
So she doesn't really make it up, but she kind of does.
Right.
Yeah. I don't see her friends being as stupid as her. I think as far as like going out and partying and having a good time, like I think absolutely Missy is like the leader of the group.
Absolutely.
But like I think they probably listen to some of the shit she says and it's kind of like,
shut you're off. Not.
And probably in the nicest way possible, they tell her she's wrong.
They probably don't even tell her she's wrong.
Or maybe they just let her ramble because she's the entertainment.
Missy's a tough broad, but she also does have an ego, and I think she couldn't take that many blows to it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think eventually it would get to her. If everybody around her started telling her she was wrong, she would self-destruct.
Her fucking head would explode.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm surprised it hasn't already, but...
Poor Miss.
Well, she's our retard.
Yes, she is. She's our lovable retard.
Hi, Chris.
Love it.
Hi, Chris.
Me and my brother were fucking yelling that on Sunday playing golf. I don't even know how we got on it. Oh, because one of the guys we were playing with is Chris.
Okay.
And he took off. Mm-hmm. So we're like, bye, Chris. Like, we just, like, the whole day we were doing that.
I saw that episode the other night. It was on.
Fucking hysterical.
Fucking, that's a gem.
You can't go wrong making fun of retarded people.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Mm-mm. Seth MacFarlane's genius. Fucking. He took something so simple.
Yeah.
Genius, genius, genius.
And he ran with it.
Unbelievable. If we could just make a cartoon of our stupidity.
I think people would shut it off real fast.
We'd be lynched.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, whatever.
Made him a lot of dough, man, that guy.
I know. He's just sitting on a house of cash right now. Just finding new shit to do. You know what? I would probably disappear if I created a project that made that kind of money, like that FU money.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably disappear. I probably wouldn't be working on anything else. I'd just be like, you know what? This money is going to like.
Yeah, I think you say that, but I think like celebrities get addicted to the fame as much as the money.
See, I don't know, because it seems like a lot of celebrities hate the fame part of it. You know what I mean? Like they can't go to the fucking grocery store without getting mobbed by cameras. But then again, that's their fault because they choose to live in those areas.
Exactly.
Where, you know, if you live in Bumblefuck, Ohio, no one's going to fucking find you there, you know? So, I mean, I guess in a sense it's their fault. Like, Dave Chappelle, I believe, lives in Ohio. And even though he's out of the spotlight now, you know, you don't ever see pictures of him in newspapers or whatever, websites.
He stays on his farm.
Yeah, I mean, he really did seclude himself from, you know, media and public, and good for him. I mean,
you don't want the paparazzi.
Yeah,
phone,
but I think comedians are different than actors.
That's
because
true.
Actors need to live.
That's true.
New York or Hollywood, maybe mainly around Hollywood.
Yeah, and I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense to me. I would want the seclusion. I wouldn't want to get bombarded by. That's one thing I agree with Mel Gibson. You know, is paparazzi is just like the fucking devil.
Yeah.
You know. Because they really don't leave you alone. I mean, they try to sneak onto your property and take pictures of you when your dong's out. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, really? You know, and they're making a shit ton of money off these pictures.
See, I think the worse you are to the paparazzi, the bigger assholes they are to you. I think like if they're like standing outside a store and waiting for you to come out, and you come out and you just stopped for a minute and
talked to them and
take a couple pictures, they'd probably leave you the fuck alone.
But see, that can go the other way with it, though. There could be one or two of those guys be like, yeah, he's a cool dude. He won't mind if we go on his fucking property.
Oh, see, that's different. They end up on my property. Yeah. I'm fucking shooting.
You shouldn't be going on people's
property. Dude, if I was a celebrity, I would have a fucking sniper rifle. I see somebody on my property, I'm taking them out.
Jesus.
Fuck that,
Chris
dude.
Is only going to do one movie in his whole career.
There's no stand your ground in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, they end up on my property, they're going to get a fucking bullet in their head.
Entertainment Tonight or something, where the paparazzi was following, of course, they're following Kanye. I hate that guy, but they were following him and Kim Kardashian, and they had the reality TV cameras following them. Mm-hmm. So the paparazzi said, you can't videotape me. I'm like, what?
The paparazzi said that.
He said, you can't videotape me. She's like, what are you talking about?
Because she brought the cameraman over and said, you videotape him.
I guess some of them work anonymously, but still, it doesn't matter.
You can.
It doesn't matter.
But that's that takes balls.
It's paparazzi.
You're talking.
I can go for a Panzerotti.
It's a Papa John's. It's a Panzerotti.
You fat fucking scumbag!
I just thought it was funny that the paparazzi said, you can't take, you know, video. Yeah. You take pictures of me. That's ridiculous. They're fucking nuts out there. That's how they make their living. They sell.
That's photos. Like punching a guy in the face and saying, you can't punch me back.
Yeah.
It's fucking retarded.
Yeah. You're a boxer and you're like, wait, time out. You can't hit me. Stupid.
I just, you know, that's how they make their living. What the fuck do you expect them to do, man? The paparazzi. They're going to take pictures. They should really be respectable. You know, like they
look,
go
if,
the,
if
they
look if you see
kids.
Lindsay look it, Lindsay Lohan is a perfect example. That bitch is a train wreck. Okay, and if you see her and she's literally crawling down Sunset Boulevard because she's doing a line that's the length of an entire street.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's a well, picture that's noteworthy.
Yeah,
you know
and mean? She's such a train wreck that people really give a shit what's going on with her.
But if you're like someone who doesn't. Who doesn't have those kind of problems or, you know, and just, I guess, is an average person outside of movies or whatever. They don't do anything to anybody. They just, you know, whatever. Leave them the fuck alone.
You know what I find amazing? So, before Kanye West started dating Kim Kardashian, he made some good music. He had a couple really good albums. Mm-hmm. But the paparazzi didn't follow him like that until he put his dick in her, a girl who's done nothing with her life.
I still think he's a fag.
Well, whatever. I mean, regardless, my thing is he's more popular now because he's fucking a chick who's done nothing.
Right.
There ain't a bigger cocksucker.
I mean, they're famous for being famous, you know?
They're famous because they had a famous dad and she was just like a socialite that went out and she made that fucking sex tape.
Right.
Boom.
It's crazy.
The scumbag mom took advantage.
Hide the log.
Sold the fucking sex tape, you know, and then now they have this fucking multi-million-dollar fucking.
It's just crazy that a guy who's actually talented, who's made like good music, reaches the height of his popularity because he bangs a fucking reality show chick.
It's the way
it's
it
crazy,
is.
Dude.
I mean, and it's the way. So one of Missy's friends. Is commented on our...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, listening to the Jersey Jerk Show this week, talk about Missy and her dumb friend, while she isn't there. Tune in. And then our buddy Missy must be on Facebook. She says, are you serious? Thanks, Jersey Jerks.
What the fuck are you doing on Facebook?
Yeah.
Get your ass over here.
The fuck?
She's typing up her resignation letter right now. Just going to misspell resignation.
I'm going to get my own podcast.
I'm starting a new one up with my dumb friends.
I would totally listen to that.
I would too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but don't give her any ideas or else it's just going to be the three of us again. Back to the way it started.
Listen to them girls fucking cackle for 2 hours. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't.
Who the fuck knows what they would talk about? I don't want to say that girl's name. I don't know if she wants.
Whatever.
No? That's funny. She's at a fucking concert, but she's got her fucking face in Facebook, doesn't she?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure she gets every fucking alert possible from Facebook on her phone.
Hell yeah.
You're depressing me.
Of course.
A huge dick.
You can go on for hours with Missy soundbites.
I know. I think there's more. I think we have more Missy soundbites than we actually have audio of Missy since she started with us.
You could probably have a conversation and you can use a soundbite just to, you know what I mean? She could just answer stuff with her stupid soundbites. enter any conversation. Say, Missy, we're trying to talk here. Come on.
Whatever. It's like a double entendre.
She's the fucking best. Double entendre.
She is
Abdullah Abu Gaba.
She is the best when she shows up.
So once a month.
She's like a period for the Jersey Jerk Show. She's our period.
Welcome to the Jerks. You got Marco, Chris, Bob, and Bloody Rag.
You're such a flaming cunt.
That's funny. Unbelievable. Her friend said, say her name. I'll make you say it.
Yeah, Marco, say her name.
Kimberly.
Kimberly?
Kimberly.
Miss Kimberly Johns. To the blank station.
You know what? Last time you did that, I wanted to see the movie. I just never got around to it.
I reminded you again.
Yeah, I want to fucking watch it. I haven't seen it in years.
Have you guys seen any good movies lately at all? Newer movies or anything like that? Anything?
Oh, have you seen Superman?
No, not yet.
I don't want to ruin it for you.
What'd you think, though? Did you like it? I hear mixed reviews, so you're not the first one.
I'll say this. I'll say that it's not the story that you're used to.
I would assume
they switched the story totally.
They switched it?
Yeah.
What's he, gay?
No.
His weakness is men.
My weakness is semen.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't squirt it on me. No. Oh, no.
Come here, General Zod.
Let me squeeze your nipples. Do you submit? It's the story. Like I said, the story's different. A lot of shit happens that, like, I'll ruin it a little bit. Like, New York is like devastated.
Thank God.
When isn't it? What's different?
But Superman, you know, never let that happen. Like, it got to the point where, like, it was flattened. It was like mass devastation to all New York. Like, I don't know. I thought, like, the effects were good, like that kind of shit. Right. But the storyline was different. He had a different name than Clark Kent at one point.
Really? What was it?
Fucking Joe something. I forget.
Frank Rizzo.
Open your fucking ears, jackass.
He met Lois Lane, like, at one point.
A strip club.
At a different point in the story. I'm not going to ruin the story, but a hidden spaceship. It's all this weird shit that
I won't see until it comes out on video. No. I could already tell you that. No. So you can ruin it if you want. I really don't care.
It
doesn't bother me.
He kills General Zod. Superman never killed. And they made, they focused on like how bad he felt. And
yeah, because the original Superman movie, if you go by that, that Superman didn't really want to kill anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. And neither did this one, but he did. And they're making a big deal about it, and they focus how upset he was.
He didn't want to kneel before Zod.
Yes, I did.
Why not?
I'll kneel. But why wouldn't you want to kill someone who's trying to kill you? You know what I'm saying? It's like, this dude's trying to, what are you trying to do? Just put him back in his fucking three-dimensional fucking piece of glass and send him back out the fucking...
You're still thinking of that whole movie, that's why. It's because special effects weren't that real. They weren't that prominent.
Remember the fucking like flipped, and you see the girl's face, and then
the bus was made of paper mache.
it was fucking horrible. But that was the 80s for you.
Mm.
What was this? Was that the late 70s?
Yeah, it was like mid or late 70s, 77, 78.
Yeah.
So it was different, huh?
Yeah.
See, I hear mixed reviews. Some people say it's fantastic. Some people say it's good, but it's a little different than what you're used to.
It's not.
But you know what, though?
It's not that it's unwatchable. It's just, it's not Superman you're used to.
Name me a superhero movie that sticks to the comic book 100%
It's like The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight's nothing like the comic.
Right, exactly. People just got to get used to it. You just have to get used to it.
Yeah.
Don't get
me wrong. Christopher Nolan did a kick-ass job of making that story entertaining for a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that shit that happened at the end of the third one, that never fucking happened.
Right.
But the only thing that really did happen was that Bane broke his back. That's it. That's the only accurate thing about that movie.
Right, because when, for comic book people, when you hear Bane, that's like the first image that pops into your head when he breaks Batman's back.
Well, that and the horrible image that you can't get out of your head from Batman 4?
Oh, yeah.
With Uma Thurman?
Yep. Oh,
where it was that was that dude with the luchador mask and the fucking... Which actually technically in the comic books looked more like him. Mm-hmm. The Bane that we saw in Dark Knight Rises is, you know, is also never seen. Not to mention the fact that he's only 5'8". When in real life, or in the comic book, he's like fucking 7 feet
it's
tall.
It's not really supposed to be comic book-y. You know what I'm saying?
I know. It's just...
Yeah, I kind of dig that they basically they take the idea from the comic book and then pretty much write their own story.
Yeah. Yeah, they just use it as a backstory.
Yeah, it's more creative on their part rather than just rewriting the comic book and putting it on screen.
That
know?
Shows how good or how bad the director can be.
Sure.
You know, and Christopher Nolan's proved himself to be a kick-ass director.
Sure.
And I think he had something to do with the Superman movie, too.
I'm not sure.
He was like...
I could have swore I saw his name.
Yeah, he's not the director, but I think he's definitely credited for something. Maybe an executive producer, I don't know. But he's definitely part of it. You know, what he did with the Batman movies was great. And to be honest with you, I love the first two Batman movies. The one with Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
You know, because that at that time, you know, early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, that was like, that blew you away because the only Batman you've ever seen was the horrible TV show.
Yeah.
You know. And then when they did the newer ones, the most recent ones, you're like, honestly, at this point, I'm thinking, don't even bother making another one, at least not for another 15, 20 years, because I just don't see them getting any better than that. You know what I mean? It's going to be tough to
hear you.
Those three movies. Mm-hmm. It really is. I just don't see, even if they stick to the comic book, which would be interesting, I just don't see how they're going to top that. You know, I don't even want to, and I don't want to see a Batman and Robin. I have no interest in that. After watching The Dark Knight and seeing how real dark it is, you know, you don't want to see the lighter side of it because it's like it's like Britney Spears. Compared to Metallica, you know, I don't want to see that shit. It's not going to be that good.
Well, I mean, Robin's one of the most hated comic book characters of all time. Nobody likes Robin
because he's a fag.
He did have the gayest costume of everybody.
I don't know.
He was a Robin. Out of all the fucking birds, you want to call him a Robin?
Yeah. That definitely
Robin.
Does. But I think what really stands out is his horrible corniness. He's like the epitome of corny in all of comic books. He might be the corniest comic book character ever.
Yeah.
You know, holy meat holes, Batman. You know, like, it's just like,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's all he ever did. It was like, you know, it's just, it's stupid. It's dumb. And
I mean, obviously you can make a more of a better sidekick if you're writing a movie.
Yeah, sure.
But I mean, when it comes down to it, all the comic book heroes, they all have like this pretty much the same costume that they had in the comic books. You can't man Robin's costume up. Like, it's just gay.
Well, what happened was in the comic, I think DC realized that at some point, because in the comic books, they started to change Robin's costume and make it a little bit more manlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start changing Robin. They turned him into Nightwing at one point. They got rid of the Robin thing.
That's a cooler name.
Yeah, sort of,
but
I guess.
Still,
I don't know.
It's still...
It and then at some point, a Robin became a Batman. Like, you know, the character became... Once Batman died in one of the comic books, he assumed the role of Batman and whatever. But, which kind of hinted towards the end of Dark Knight Rises, which I kind of like that. They you know, but I don't think that's going to be a spinoff of. I don't think there's going to be a spinoff.
I would hope not.
I really don't think so.
I mean, unless it was another Christopher Nolan movie, who's going to see a movie about Robin?
I think
Nolan did it, I'd probably say it.
I think the premise of that end of The Dark Knight Rises, I've watched it a billion times at this point. Now that it's on HBO, if it's on and there's nothing else on, no matter what part, I'll leave it on. And, I've noticed some things I didn't notice in the beginning. At the very end of the movie, after he finds the Batcave, or I'm sorry, the scene where he's going to find the Batcave, there's a scene where Commissioner Gordon sees that the Batman spotlight is fixed.
Uh-huh.
And it's the same logo as before. It's the Batman. So I think what they're hinting at the end of that is that character, that actor is going to reassume the role of Batman.
That's what I get.
He's going to be the new Batman. And, you know, I think that's a cool ending. you know, passing the torch on or whatever. I think they threw you off when they say he says his real name was Robin when he was trying to get the stuff at the whatever they call that one, when they do the will thing.
Right.
But I think from what you're supposed to get from it, you know, it's not a Soprano ending where you're completely left in the dark. But, it, you know, you kind of assume that, you know, seeing that the spotlight's fixed with the Batman symbol on it, he finds the Batcave. He's obviously, I mean, there's not going to be a Robin suit waiting for him.
Right.
He's got all Batman's toys. So you would think that he's going to assume the role of the Dark Knight or whatever. And, you know, and that's what I think was cool about the end of that movie, because in the beginning of the movie, you never saw that coming.
Right.
You never saw any of the ending
coming. And I do like the way it ended, but I just, if they carried on with that, I don't know that. I mean, the way it ended, the trilogy was great. Leave it the fuck alone.
Right, right. And there's no need to make a spinoff.
No, there's really
And I don't
not.
Think they will. There's no talks about a spinoff. There was some rumor saying that I don't remember the actor's name, the kid that survived at the end or whatever, the one that found the Batcave at the end. That guy was eventually going to play Batman in the next reboot,
mm-hmm.
but that was just a false rumor. There's no truth to it at all. So,
I don't know. Yeah,
I think he'd be a good Batman too.
I think he would be.
I think he could definitely pull it off. I don't think they're gonna do it. I think it's gonna be a while. Like, I was shocked that they did Spider-Man so fast after the first three.
Yeah,
you know, they said, you know what? They were so unhappy with that last one.
Well, yeah, three didn't end on
technically.
I liked it. I mean,
technically,
I thought it was okay.
They were supposed to do four,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, Tobey Maguire, everyone backed out.
Right.
They were like, I don't want to do this anymore, whatever. And, you know, so I guess they felt that it was unfinished, so that's why they rebooted it. And, you know, it's funny, in the beginning when that movie first came out, I wasn't a big fan of it, but now that I've seen it a couple times, I'm like, you know, it's not so bad.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. I don't find anything wrong with it. The new one that's coming out. Jamie Foxx is in the new one.
Yeah, he's the
Electro.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Be interesting.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
I hope he's not
never
like...
seen a black Electro before in the comic books.
I'm not even thinking. Like, I just don't see Jamie Foxx playing second to the fucking guy to play Spider-Man.
You can't. You know what? That's the one beauty about those types of movies, whether they're comic book movies or just like fantasy type movies, whatever, sci-fi, there's not too much of a dominant role and like second fiddle. Like, that's the cool part, because you can get a big name like Jamie Foxx to be the villain,
mm-hmm.
and even though he's not in the movie as much as the kid that plays Spider-Man, it really doesn't mean anything, because it's Jamie Foxx. You want to see him as the villain.
Right.
Have you ever seen him play a villain?
I think seeing Jamie Foxx in what the fuck, Horrible Bosses. Like, that's more of like a cameo, you know?
Yeah.
But him being like the second lead in a movie, I just don't see it unless it's like Ali, where it's Will Smith, or
I bet you getting paid more than that kid.
I'm sure
I would hope so.
I'm sure he is.
I mean, Jamie Foxx is one of the best actors around right now. I mean,
absolutely.
The guy's fucking great.
Yeah.
In
pretty
much everything he's in.
Yeah, there's he's proved himself.
I mean, I just watched the other night. I've seen it before, but Collateral.
Oh, yeah, that was a great movie.
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome. And he's fucking fantastic in it. Like, he's really good. I don't see him playing second fiddle to anybody other than other big fucking actors.
See, again, that's why I think it's so cool about those types of movies, because you have to take all that off the table, because that doesn't mean anything in those movies. If it's a drama or if it's like a biopic or something, mm-hmm. then you have to put that on the table. Like, oh, how is he playing second or third fiddle to this guy? But with the movie like that, it's just – because look at it this way. Remember the original Batman? Michael Keaton was not a bigger star than Jack Nicholson.
No, I know.
But Jack Nicholson was not the first billed name.
No, I hear you.
So it's – but they get away with it, though. It's not – like Christopher Reeve in the first Superman wasn't as big of a star as Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
Marlon Brando was by far the biggest star in that movie, but he was like the third or fourth name.
Well, because Christopher Reeve plays the main character.
Right. It's not that he's – I mean, Marlon Brando can't play the main character. He's too fucking old.
Could you imagine?
Right. Yeah. But still, it's – you know, in those types of movies, you get a pass. You know, you don't lose your credibility as a leading actor.
No, I'm not even saying he loses credibility. I just
look at Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder. I mean, that was you could call that a cameo, but he had a decent part in it.
He did, but there were a lot of big name actors in that movie.
True, but Tom Cruise up until that point was the biggest star in that movie. Out of
oh, absolutely,
there. Mm-hmm. There was no. I mean, now you can make an argument and say Robert Downey Jr. is a bigger star.
Yeah,
because of Iron Man, but. You know, some people may say Ben Stiller is a bigger star, but fuck him because he's a horrible fucking actor.
Tom Cruise took that role and still goes with it. I mean, he was on MTV Awards dancing. Like, he did a 5-minute whole fucking choreographed dance with a bunch of dancers behind Ludacris. Like, it's like he just keeps going with it.
It was funny as shit.
Oh, he was hilarious. Did it take you a second to notice it was him, or you knew it was him?
No, it took me a second. I was like, holy fuck, is that Tom Cruise?
Where was this
just
at?
In the movie.
Oh.
Yeah, because I had no idea he was going to be in it.
Neither did I.
And I was like I'm watching. I'm like, holy shit, that's fucking Tom Cruise.
It's always great when you get a surprise like that. Yeah. When you don't see it coming, you're like, wow, that's fucking great.
He's like a lighthearted role. He's kind of a serious dude, I guess.
Well, yeah, unfortunately. But,
And he's a Theta 7, so.
His more recent movies have actually been getting better. I saw Jack Reacher.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
The last
Mission Impossible was phenomenal.
I don't think he has many bad movies.
He had a
Vanilla.
That was fucking terrible.
Like we've talked about this before. Like I always find it hard to buy Tom Cruise as like a tough guy because he's like 5'3". But his movies are most of his movies are really good.
There was a point though. There was like a little while where he was starting to basically, you know, hit shit. Like Vanilla Sky, definitely. Yeah. There was that Kubrick movie,
Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, it was fucking terrible. If it wasn't for that fuck scene, I would have never watched it.
Yeah, you know what though? When actors get big like that, they always make
they run out of shit to do.
It's cash in, man.
Yeah, but
fucking cash in.
They want to do something artistic and different, and you know.
How about I send you a hobo's dick cheese?
I'm trying to think. There was a couple other movies he did. The second Mission Impossible was fucking unwatchable. I mean, I can't really blame him for that. It's got to be the director. At that point.
That guy's vision.
The first one was really good. The third one wasn't bad. The second one was unwatchable. And the fourth one, the most recent one, that Ghost Protocol was really good. Yeah. Really, really good. So I know I'm missing a few. I got to look them up because I know there was a couple movies where I was just like, really? He's doing this garbage now? And it kind of shocks you at some point. But there have been tons of actors that have gone through those dry spells where they do shitty movies.
Was it one he did with his wife?
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut.
He did that. Oh. Didn't he do one that's like Australia or no?
Australia?
No. That was with somebody else. That was
You're thinking of...
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman.
There's another one like The Land Under or the... I forget what it's Land fucking
under.
Called.
Under My Balls.
Under My Nutsack.
Let's see. Let's go through his list of movies. I mean, if you want to go way back... there's an untitled Les Grossman project, by the way.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, no.
I just saw it.
Oh, boy. First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face!
All right. Have you guys ever seen a movie called Taps? It's an older movie.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
You saw it's like a military boarding school
where
they basically overrun it.
Yeah.
And they start firing at the...
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. He was in that. It was like one of his breakout roles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The Outsiders. He was in that.
That was a good movie too.
I'm skipping over some. I'm going to the more Risky Business.
Yeah.
All the Right Moves. Legend. I don't know if you guys ever seen that.
No.
It was a sci-fi movie. It was all right. It wasn't. It's not a Tom Cruise. Although Tom Cruise in tights kind of makes sense. Top Gun. The
classic.
There you go. The Color of Money,
mm-hmm.
Cocktail, Rain Man, Born on the 4th of July.
Run he went on.
Okay, here's the run. Let's start with Top Gun, because that's the movie that from there, it was skyrocketed. Top Gun, Color of Money, Cocktail, Rain Man, Born on the 4th of July, Days of Thunder, Far and Away. That's what you're
far
thinking.
Far and Away.
Okay, now he...
Garbage.
Yeah. He hit a speed bump there, but then he went to A Few Good Men.
Good movie. Mm-hmm.
The Firm was good.
I thought it was good, yeah.
Yeah, it was okay.
Interview with a Vampire was a phenomenal movie. Mm-hmm. Mission Impossible, Jerry Maguire, mm-hmm. Eyes Wide Shut, Magnolia. There's
that's
another one.
That's right.
Mission Impossible 2. So for me, that's... Oh, and Vanilla Sky. Four bad movies in a row. Minority Report was good.
I liked that a lot. That was really good.
The Last Samurai was good. Collateral. War of the Worlds was, again, it has nothing to do with him.
It's okay. I mean.
Mission Impossible 3. I don't know what this is. Lions for Lambs. I never saw that. Tropic Thunder. Valkyrie was a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
Night and Day. Thought it was awful.
That was bad.
Cameron Diaz. It was fucking terrible. Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, Rock of Ages, didn't see it, don't want to see it.
Yeah, looks bad.
Jack Reacher, Oblivion, that's the one that, I don't know if it came out yet or not.
I think it's Morgan Freeman's
yeah.
in it.
Yeah, I have no interest.
I think it's out of the movie theaters at this point.
That was quick.
What he's got coming out is All You Need Is Kill. I don't know what the fuck that is. They're doing a remake of The Magnificent Seven and Mission Impossible 5 and the Les Grossman Untitled Project. Has question marks, though, so it doesn't say anything about time.
Hmm.
But if you look at his, he's also possibly doing another Van Helsing movie, like a remake of a Van Helsing movie. But if you look at his career, I mean, he's got a ton of blockbuster hits, but he also hit that skid where it was just like, oh, he must have been just bored.
Again, I think everybody does bad movies, especially when they reach that height of their fame,
mm-hmm.
I think they're just like, all right, we'll give you $20 million to do this movie. And you're like, fuck yeah, I don't even need to read the script.
Right.
And it ends up being shit, and you're like, I fucking made $20 million.
A nutless monkey could do your job.
But, I mean, he went on an insane run from the late 80s through the early 90s. Mm-hmm. I mean, great movies.
Yeah. Almost every single one of those movies that I've named, with the exception of maybe Tropic Thunder, and I don't know if I missed one or two others, he never played second fiddle to anybody.
No.
With the exception of his earliest movies, then
part
of a bigger cast. But he's been a leading actor for decades at this point.
A lot of those guys.
Well, it's probably
the ego thing too.
Even that, to book him, you probably can't afford to pay another fucking guy.
Yeah. That's true.
You know?
That's true. Next movie, Tom Cruise and the homeless dude around the corner. there's nobody else to play the part.
I mean, he's got to be commanding 20 million, 15 to 20
you
million.
You think he's the highest paid?
I don't know that he's the highest, but he's got to be up there.
No, I would say Denzel probably makes a good argument for highest paid.
But he probably should.
I heard Hugh Jackman's up there too now.
Yeah, but I don't
recently.
Think, yeah, I don't think he's.
He may not be 20 million. Maybe for Wolverine. I don't know about any other type of movie. I'm sure he can get paid 20 million for that fucking musical. The fucking bullshit that he just did.
Les Miserables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Les
Miserables. Les Miserables. I'm trying to think. There's like a shift in actors now. I don't know if you guys noticed
DiCaprio's
it.
DiCaprio's got to be up there.
DiCaprio's definitely up there. You know, I wanted to say Daniel Day-Lewis, but I actually think Daniel Day-Lewis doesn't take a shit ton of money per movie. Like, I think he takes a nice chunk of money,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think he makes like the buco dollars like DiCaprio. And
he spaces his shit out, too.
Yeah.
He doesn't. You never see like top, like he'll do a good movie, and he may do like a small one. But every so often he'll come out as the lead, you know.
See, I think he does it right. He probably fucking does a movie where he works his balls off for 6 months and then fucking enjoys life for a year and a half and then says, all right, I got to go back to work. Let me find something I really want to do.
If you see the guy who, when he's not in character, like if you see him on stage or something, the guy looks like he's already been dead for a couple of years.
Yeah.
He looks like he's been HIV positive for like 6 or 7 years. He really does look disheveled.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, they make him look so lively in movies. And then when you see him in real life, you're like, this poor bastard's dying, you know?
But he's the kind of guy that gets into his character and fuck, you know? Like,
he's a method actor.
Yeah.
I never really noticed Daniel Day-Lewis until I saw Gangs in New York. That's when I first was like, wow, this dude is fucking crazy. Because I immediately was like, Bill the Butcher is probably one of the biggest badass fucking villains I've ever seen ever in movies. And then after that, I start paying more attention, and I saw like what was that one movie he did? Something about blood and oil.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That was really good. I liked it.
He owned oil fields or oil.
Yeah, wells or something. That was really good. There was a couple other movies he did where I was like, "Wow!" I haven't seen Lincoln yet. I don't know if I can stomach a 3-hour movie about, you know, history.
I heard it was pretty long and drawn out.
Yeah, that's right.
We know. You get shot at the end.
Gotcha. but there's a lot of like a shift now in actors, like the kid we were talking about that was at the end of Dark Knight Rises. He's like in a buttload of movies now. He's everywhere.
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's it. Yeah. He's like the new up and coming quasi action star.
Mm.
You know, he was in Looper with Bruce Willis. Mm-hmm. He played like the young Bruce, which by the way, he did a great job playing Bruce Willis, a young Bruce Willis. He sounded like him.
Really?
He had his facial expressions.
Looper's a really good movie, dude.
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
seen
it's good. Yeah. It's good.
Check that out.
The guy that did Terminator Salvation, not the obvious dude, not the give me a fucking answer. The other guy. The guy that played the Terminator in Terminator Salvation, the newer one. He was in Wrath of the Titans, Clash of the Titans, Wrath of the Titans. I don't know if he's Australian. That guy, he was like in a string of movies for a while, and then he disappeared. You know, and now it's like, and now you got the kid from Spider-Man. He's all of a sudden a bigger star. So it's like, it seems like there's way more like actors in the pool now than there ever was before. Because in the 80s, you were like, who were the actors in the 80s? Tom Cruise. You could say Jack Nicholson, sure. But he was around forever.
Right.
But I mean, there was certain amount of action stars. You got Sylvester Stallone. Steven Seagal. Arnold Schwarzenegger. I just read the greatest script ever.
Who wrote it?
I did. There was like only a handful of people in movies in the 80s and even in the 90s. It started to get a little bit broader, but now it's just like every week there's a new movie. Every week there's a new movie with a new person you've never seen before. And it's like a 50-50. Mm-hmm. This guy ends up being a fucking home run.
Yeah,
actor.
And I think part of that has to do with movies cost so much to make nowadays that it's hard to justify paying a guy $20 million to do it when you can get somebody to do it for $2
million. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that guy can knock it out the park.
Man. Sure.
He can knock it out the park.
You're talking about in general or someone specific?
I don't know. Do we have any specific? I mean, Heath Ledger, I don't know. I mean, when he got him for Joker, do you think did they pay him top dollar? Or, you know, like, I don't know.
He was a pretty big name.
I'm trying to think of a lesser name that just came in and just maybe destroyed a part, you know.
At one point it was, what's his name? The guy that gets all the Oscars now. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, yeah.
He was a nobody.
Yeah.
Then he does one movie, and now he's like,
yeah,
he's like the one of the best actors now,
and he's pretty good.
A great actor.
But well, he's got to be a good actor.
But
he's hard to look at, dude.
But yeah,
he's fucking hard to look at. He looks weird.
If you prefer guys, Chris.
There's a weird, creepy look to him.
He looks like the girl that Chris Griffin went out with a little bit.
He's just creepy to look at.
Think about him in Big Lebowski, he was a nobody.
Uh-huh.
You think about him in Boogie Nights, he was a nobody. He was in Twister, he was a nobody. He was in all these movies, he was a nobody. Then he does, I don't even remember what movie was it that launched him. It wasn't the Truman Capote, it was before it.
Yeah.
He did a movie and it just, he won an Oscar, and then at that point, it's like once you win an Oscar, you're set for life.
It wasn't for that radio. It wasn't a pirate radio, right? He didn't win an Oscar for
that. No, not for that.
No.
I don't think so.
Arr. I don't remember what it was. But now he's like considered a big name. And it's funny because he's not in much shit lately.
Oh, he's been in rehab for crack.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, for like 2 months, 3 months, yeah.
That's awesome.
The only fat heroin addict I know.
Artie Lang. When he was hooked on it, if he's not all right, still.
He ate more than he smoked, I guess.
I think he ate the heroin. He spread it on bread. funny. You know, and now you got all these comedies that come out, like Project X, Nobodies. Mm-hmm.
Nobodies.
And there wasn't one person.
I thought it was really
funny.
Yeah,
it was a funny-ass movie.
Cheap to make.
Yep.
Right. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it.
Well, it burnt down a fucking house.
I mean, what's
there's
cheap
probably a movie
days.
Studio.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
I mean,
yeah, you're right.
How much you think to make that movie? $10 million?
Probably more.
Probably more than more? Maybe $20
million?
They
used a lot of explosives and shit.
$20 million, maybe?
Yeah, probably. Maybe even, you know what, to be honest with you, I think a modest number in movies would probably be like 40.
Yeah.
Because, like, all the action movies, like the big name movies, none of them are even 100 anymore. They're all like 250
yeah.
or more.
Yeah.
It's or crazy. Like half a bill. And it's like,
how the fuck do you make that back?
Because yeah. you charge fucking $19 a ticket.
Yeah,
to see
right.
that shit.
Right. So you go and buy your movie ticket. Let's just say it's you. You buy your own movie ticket. You buy popcorn, a soda, and maybe like a box of candy. It's like $250. $250.
Well,
and you know what you get out of that? Refills for your popcorn.
I went and saw the...
That's what I need, refills.
I went and saw The Hangover a couple weeks ago to no one, and I think it cost me like $30 with, you know, the ticket and popcorn and soda.
Yeah. Yeah,
something like that.
I saw a panel with Steven Spielberg. I think George Lucas was on there too, and they both think that in about 5 to 10 years, that movies are going to cost
$1 billion.
No, movies to get into, just going into movies, are going to cost over $100.
Nobody
ticket.
Will go.
Nobody will go. But that's, they're also
if
saying
if they hit 20, I don't think anybody's going to go.
They're also saying now right. that they're going to do. They're actually. I don't know what stage it's at, but they've been talking about this for a couple of years, but now it's really close to being done. When movies come out, you're going to have the ability to watch them from home instead of going
to
the theater.
And they can charge
it'll be more expensive than going to the theater, but you do obviously have
right, cuz you could pile 10 people in your fucking house and watch it.
Boom.
That's exactly. Right.
Yeah, it's like a pay-per-view almost.
I don't know, man. Entertainment they're eventually going to price people out of it. Yeah,
it's saturated.
Sports are getting close, man.
Yeah.
It's expensive to go to a sporting event.
Yeah,
the tickets might not be so bad, but then you're paying fucking $30 to park, yeah. and like it gets crazy, man.
Right, yep. And if you don't have a hookup, then you're really going to be paying out of pocket.
Yeah,
you're absolutely correct.
I mean, to go to like a football game, it's like a $250 day, easy.
Right.
You know, and it's unless you make a lot of money, you're lucky to go. To one game a season, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't go to the movies much as anymore, but, you know, it just seems like, wow, you're really... First of all, for me, the seats are never comfortable.
No, they're not.
Because forget about the fact that they're padded and all that shit, or maybe some of them actually lean back a little. When you're sitting there for 2.5 hours, you have to move at some point. You can't... Just sit there for 2.5 hours. Like you have to like, you kind of need to like lean on one cheek or something or like sit up for a second and then slouch back down.
Yep.
You just get exhausted from sitting like
there's,
that.
There's a theater now on, 73 there. I think it's the
recliners.
AMC. The recliner. Yeah. You have to reserve them.
Reserve them.
I mean, they're all recliners.
More expensive.
They're all recliners. I think the whole theater is recliners.
Oh, really?
But there's not as many seats as there is normally. And of course, it's more expensive.
It's smart, but at the same time, you know, how many people are going to spend that much more money? I don't know.
Bigger
See,
people that can't
I,
sit in the
If
fucking
I go
regular.
To movies with like you guys, you know, we'll go like on an afternoon on a fucking weekend or something when there's nothing to do or it's shitty out, right? So we'll go, you know, we'll go to the earlier show, pay like a buck less.
Right.
Which that money, that dollar goes back into the fucking concession stand somehow.
Of course it does.
Pretzel bites.
There's no concession when we
which,
get up to the stand.
By the way, the pretzel bites are not as good as they used to
be. They're like bread. They're
little fucking dinner rolls.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that all about?
I can't fuck with that.
Actually, all of pretzels are not as good as they used to be. Soft pretzels. Unless you go to like the Philadelphia Pretzel Factory. Like Wawa's pretzels suck.
They do.
They're awful. But anyway, if I go to the movies with my girlfriend...
Of course it turns to food.
It's like a fucking picnic. This girl brings a bottle of wine. No bullshit. She'll bring a bottle of wine. She has a purse specifically designed for movies where she'll have the bottle of wine. She'll have chips and chocolate and dips and fucking glasses. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, it's cool because it's like you're like one of them chicks that if there was a fucking disaster... You'd have all the shit, you know. You But at the same time, I'm like sitting there and I'm like, God, he's making a lot of fucking noise right now. You know, and people are watching her pouring a bottle of wine, and I'm sitting there, I have to uncork this bottle. I'm just like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. Like,
are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
I mean, like, when we were like 17, 18, you'd always sneak like a bottle of vodka in there or something.
Yeah. Or something, yeah.
That's fucking crazy, dude. Well, she brings a bottle of wine.
She brings a whole fucking meal.
Well,
lays down the checkered fucking cloth.
Well, guys, let's be honest here. She has to spend those 2 hours with me. What wine is going to have to get her through that moment.
And when you start complaining, she throws you a chip.
Like she said to me the other day, she goes, she's like, you know, we haven't been in the movies in a while. We should go. And I was like, all right. And I'm like, yeah. I was like, I'd really like to see the Superman movie, and I want to see World War Z. You know, mm-hmm. I haven't heard shit about that movie. I don't know if it's good or bad or what.
I haven't heard anything.
And she's like, well, I was thinking maybe we should go. She's like, I think maybe I should pick a movie. So I'm like, oh. She's shit. Like, and she goes, Despicable Me 2. And I was like, I never seen the first one. And I'm like, yeah, I don't see it. Because I saw the Smurfs with her.
Oh, you're a good man.
Yeah, this was in the very beginning. So that phase is over. But,
you cock smoker.
That was fucking unwatchable. And I liked the Smurfs when I was a kid.
Absolutely.
You know, I played the fucking Smurfs video game on ColecoVision. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That shit was fun. It was like a version of Super Mario in a sense.
Absolutely.
Wow, this was fucking terrible. It was awful. And I'm like, I can't believe I just sat through this. I really cannot.
It's 'cause it's not a movie for adults. It's for fucking children.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's for kids. It's a kids movie.
But she, like, there are adults that do like those types of movies. You know what I mean? Like, I saw, the only movie that I saw that was that's considered a kids movie that I actually thought was good was The Incredibles. You ever see that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought that was good. The superhero family?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
You're in trouble now.
You done did it to yourself.
Just give me 5 minutes to myself, please. I'm not going to say what she wrote to me, but the second part was, P.S., I want to see Despicable Me too. I don't know why she sees me despicably every fucking weekend.
Just take your shirt off.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, nope.
Nope.
Whoa.
I'm having a glitch in the matrix over here.
Come, give me kisses.
Yeah, but she does make it like a party. Like it's like a fucking picnic when we go. She'll have, no bullshit, a bottle of wine. She'll have assortment of chocolates, different chocolates. Like, but she'll get the movie stuff, though. She buys her own Goobers and her own Raisinettes.
Yeah, they're fucking $2 cheaper at fucking CVS.
Right, but you know, the only thing we won't have is, like, if you do want popcorn, you got to get that. But she's not going to fucking bring a microwave and a bag of popcorn.
She'll bring a lighter and...
Yeah.
Like cooking crack in the movie
like theater. You remember the Jiffy Pop thing that you put over the stove? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty funny.
She's
though.
Thrifty. I mean
it's not even that. It's just thrifty. Like she. It's not even because if you think about it, the shit she has in her bag actually costs more than if we just got this shit at the movie theater. A bottle of wine. Yeah, she brings like an $18 bottle of wine. That's off the bat.
You're paying.
Right. I'm saying like you know, and then you're talking about all this.
Yeah, but if they sold that at the movie theater, it'd be $350 for that bottle.
Yeah. Can I get the bottle of white Zin? Yeah, that'll be $350 for white Zin. What's it made out of? Fucking you know, fucking pussy juice. But yeah, I mean, she makes it a fucking like literally like a picnic. It's unbelievable. And I always like mess with her. I'll be like, you got a fucking pillow in that bag? You know, cause you get kind of like sore sitting in that fucking chair for
a Why don't you just bring one of the ones she bought you for Christmas?
I only have one. I only got one left.
Bring one of the 18 pillows she brought you for Christmas.
Yeah, I would suggest you stay away from her for a while after that comment. She's probably not going to want to see you till 2014.
You still got the pillow?
Just the one.
Just the one?
Yeah.
Just get your scarf.
Yeah, I sold
it up a couple times to put it behind your head.
I had her sell the other two to her mom's boyfriend.
So crappy gifts get handed down, huh?
He needed a new set of pillows, so it worked out for him. You know, I couldn't complain. How the fuck did we get on this? Unreal.
I think, Chris, you're on the shit list again.
Whatever.
Whatevs.
When isn't he on the shit
list? No shit.
Jesus Christ. He lives there. Your fucking street name should be Shit List. 2121 Shit List Ave. Yeah, it is funny, though. It's still funny.
I have faith she'll come through this year.
Dude, we already... Where the fuck you been? What, you get hit in the head again?
Yeah, I did.
She already made up, like...
No, I'm talking about...
2013 has been fucking awesome.
Yeah, she's got a lot of making up to do.
But she's doing a great fucking job. Awesome. Xbox, although the new one just came out. I'm a little pissed off about that.
Oh, it did? It came out?
Xbox One? Yeah. That new whatever? I really don't give a fuck.
I have an idea. Buy it yourself. Stop waiting for her to get your shit. Buy it yourself, you cheap fuck.
What do you mean cheap fuck? You know how much fucking money I spent on this broad? Out of your fucking mind. You should know, considering I owe you a buttload of fucking money. I'm giving it to her. Yeah, for Valentine's Day, she got me the Xbox for my birthday.
You know she always fails at Christmas.
Well, it's because we've already gotten to this point. It's because she has too many people to buy for.
Oh, that's poor shit. That's my opinion. Sorry. She needs to focus.
Focus the fuck up.
Focus, woman. Focus.
Now clean my brown eye.
Welcome to the shit list, Marco. There's plenty of room over here.
Yeah, right.
No shit. Just trying to get on board.
You know what? And the funny thing is you guys get to say it, but Missy never gets to say it again. After the fucking debacle she did.
Oh, she has no right.
To her fucking man on Christmas.
Yeah, she bought him a record and a book.
$9 total between a record and a book. Two of which nobody will listen or read. You know what I mean? Two things that nobody would listen
to.
That
poor guy had to act like he was all happy. Uh-huh. You know he wasn't happy with two fucking shitty gifts. Come on. Let's be
Jesus
honest,
Christ is my nigga.
Let's be honest, man. You think he fucking was like, that's an awesome fucking Christmas. I had a
what is that
Christmas.
Shit?
Jesus Christ!
The
Messiah!
Out!
Poor shit. He'll never admit it, because then she'll just lock up.
Plus, it was at the time, it was a little early.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can attribute.
I think
it,
as time goes by, eventually Jesus is going to turn into Lucifer.
Well, this Christmas.
Look, man, I don't care who you are. I don't care where you're from, what your background is. Women, and I'm sure it's the other way around for women, but women will change men. Not for the better, for the worse. It happens to every guy. It happens in every relationship. You notice when two people get together in the beginning, they're happier than pigs and shit. And then like years down the road, it becomes like you basically are just like, ah, oh, what an asshole or what a bitch or what an asshole or what a bitch. It goes back and forth. You know what I'm talking about, right?
It will never end no matter who you're talking about.
Be honest. Remember, go back the first like 6 months you met your girl. How great was that?
No complaints.
It was like flawless, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And now, not that it's not great, but it's a different kind of great.
It's
right?
Totally different.
Right. I mean, honestly, it's a different type of great, but there's a little more speed bumps in the road now.
Absolutely. There's 5 years of, you know, knowing each other. Now, I don't know if it's even on my side, I don't know if it's like some entitlement thing where you get to tell me stuff and I get to tell you stuff. Mm-hmm. You know.
Like, I know what you're saying.
You know, like
I know exactly what you're saying.
You get to tell me what my opinion, which is an opinion, is wrong.
Right.
And I do the same thing. Like, you're fucking ridiculous. Your opinion's stupid.
Right.
You know, it goes both ways. But yeah, before you know, it's like, you blow shit off. Now, you know, you're right. It's a different type. And then throw a kid in there. Forget it.
One big happy family.
Yep.
Yeah, you know.
But I mean, Marco is a completely different person than he was 10, 12 years. I mean, like, remember when we lived together? This motherfucker wouldn't clean up after himself. He'd leave trash everywhere.
Dude, that was horrible.
Now he's like the fucking model husband. No, honey, I got the trash.
Yeah.
I'll clean the dishes.
Now, I can't stand anything in my sink. I can't stand my side of the
sink. But he used to put trash in the sink.
But see, the difference here is this is Marco changing for the better. I'm saying that there is parts of, like, Marco's probably not as, like, I don't know. You probably have a little bit shorter of a temper in certain situations than before when you were, like, not as, you know, because what happens is you crawl under each other's skin for the good parts, but also when the bad shit comes out, they're still under there and they're like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all about how you handle it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, but Marco's still got a lot of that old school Italian in him.
I'm not fucking here. I'm right here.
I'm talking to him, though, so shut the fuck up. Marco's still got a lot of that old school Italian in him where, like, he knows he can't backhand her, but he definitely wants to and feels he should be able to.
But he gets those feelings where, like, I just want to choke this bitch.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's on the inside. And if any guy out there says, no, that'll never happen or that's never happened to me, you're fucking lying.
Yeah, of course you think it.
Right, of course you think it.
Don't fucking tell me you don't
think it. Don't tell me a woman doesn't think of castrating her man from time to time.
Absolutely.
But what I'm saying is like, there are times where you get into an argument or you get, and even if it's stupid, you just get so heated and you're just like, you want to bite like your fucking knuckle off or something. You want to bite your finger off. Like I can't tell you how many times I bite down on my fucking finger and I'm literally ready to just rip it the fuck off. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because if not, like I clench my teeth so hard, they're going to just turn into powder. Seriously. You can get that angry in an argument with your significant other or whatever because you've nested together and now it's like you share everything. And there's no more, like, not secrets, because usually there are secrets, but there's no more, like, I don't know. I don't know what it is I'm looking for, but you don't have, like, any me time, or not me time, but, like, your own property. You share everything. You know what I'm saying?
That's correct.
And it's like, all right. So now it's always a fucking race or a battle for what's yours or what. How much of it is yours? Or, you know what I mean? Like for instance, the movie thing is an example. Like, honestly, we go and see movies I want to see more than movies that she wants to see. To be honest with you, the Smurfs is the only one I could think of that we saw that she wanted to see. But because that was so fucking bad and I'm such an asshole that I made it such a horrible time for her. I don't think she wants me to go see a movie she wants to see.
Is she still with you?
No, I did see one of the Twilight movies with her. I sat through that one.
Faggot.
Oh, this motherfucker. Your next tattoo should be a vagina on the palms of your hand.
Fruit cake.
I love how I get called faggot. The only pussy he's got is that fucking cat that he locks away during the show.
Faggot motherfucker.
But those are the only two movies out of all the movies because I make it such a horrible thing for her that she doesn't want to see. She'll go with her sister or her friends or both. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you can sit this one.
Well, you know
Bob.
What? Though, honestly, I think that's the way it should be.
I agree.
Like,
I agree.
Like, if she wants to see like a little kid's movie, like she should go with somebody who else wants to see it. If you want to go see Superman and she has no fucking interest in it, you should go see it with somebody else who wants to see it.
See, she's more open-minded about shit.
But there's movies that both of you are going to want to see, right. And I think those are the ones you should go together.
But she's more open-minded about shit like that than I am. Like, if she says, let's go see, I don't know, a movie that I would never see, right? I'm like, no. But if I say, you know, I really want to see Superman, she'll be like, well, we should go see it.
It's because she's nice.
Right. And I'm not.
No, see, that's not true at all.
Well, in that sense.
Wins. And I think you do the right thing because you do all the big shit so she gives so she gives in on the other shit that you really want.
Mm-hmm. However you want to look at it. But I just don't. There are certain things that I just. Like, all right, here's a perfect example. We got into an argument last week. Her friend's birthday's coming up. So she wanted to go and get her something for her birthday. And I had just got done weed whacking her fucking yard after I got there from work or whatever. And it was fucking hot as balls. It was like 96 degrees out. I got burnt to a crisp. I was exhausted. I just wanted to take a shower and lay the fuck down. So she was like, you know, come on, we'll go to lunch first. And I'm like, I really don't. I just want to relax, you know. But I didn't want to argue. But I was still kind of in a bad mood knowing that I was going. And I already knew in the back of my head, because this is just a girl's thing. This is nothing against her. This is a girl's thing because I've never met a girl that doesn't do this. No girl will go to a store or a mall or wherever and just get what they're supposed to get and fucking leave. They browse. And browse takes hours.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we go to one store and we're there for over an hour. And I'm just like, because now she's looking at shit for herself.
Right.
And
of course.
This store is like nothing I would ever buy. There's nothing in there I would ever buy. It's just one of those like home stores or something. Not like a Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, they're awesome.
Right.
They have gadgets and shit.
Right. But it's like one of those hipster home stores.
Oh, it's like got throw pillows and shit like that. Shit that you wouldn't be interested in.
You know, it's got like little fucking statues and it's stupid. So anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? And I'm getting angry. You know, and then I realized because we left at like 1 something. We didn't get back till after 5. I wasted half that day, you know, doing nothing when I could have been doing nothing laying down, relaxing, because I had to get up at 3:30 in the morning the following day to go to work again. So I just wanted to relax. And I got mad and we argued because I was pissed. I was like, don't waste my time like that. You know, this is your friend. Not that I don't like her friend. This friend I like. She's cool. I get along with her. But it's like, you could do this all week long. It's a Friday. Why are you putting this on me? What did I do to you? You got to drag me out to the fucking store that I don't want to go to. It's not like you're taking me to Best Buy.
I was going to say that compromise. Like you say something like, oh, well, they go in, they browse for hours. Well, I can't imagine there wasn't a time you were in Best Buy where you spent at least an hour and didn't buy anything.
No, never.
Oh, get out of here. Wait, you never went to Best Buy and looked at the TVs with no intention of buying one.
No, because I knew I went there with no money.
If you went in to buy a DVD in Best Buy, every single time you went in, you just went straight to the DVD.
No, of course you browse.
Guys are just the same. It's just different fucking stores.
Yeah, but it's good stores. I will not browse that long. I don't have it in me.
I've been in Best Buy for an hour just looking around.
I'm buying something, I'll probably be there for an hour because I'll look at other shit. Maybe I'll find something else I want
to
buy.
Right. Like, I've went to Best Buy specifically to buy a DVD, and I've been in there for an hour looking at TVs, looking at, surround sound systems, like shit I want to buy that I just don't have the money for right now.
Yeah, see, I try to avoid that because I know I can't get
now
it.
Now they have the music. Now they have the music part. They have the boards. So I go in there. I'm like, what's, microphones. I'm looking at all this shit.
Right.
I could stay in here for an hour. What I'm saying was
it wasn't even a store where it was compromised, where I could look at shit.
Well, no, and that's where...
And the first, 15 minutes I was helping, I'm like, oh, this looks good. You get her this, you know? I moved throughout the store. I moved through the whole store within 4 minutes. Where she moved 4 minutes, she was not even 3 feet.
Well, I mean, I agree with you where, she's buying a gift for her friend. What the fuck are you even doing there?
Thank you.
However, we've established that she's not the greatest gift giver in the world, so maybe she did want your opinion.
No, she didn't want my opinion. That's not. She wanted me as company.
Okay, then you shouldn't have been there.
Right. Thank you. But anyway, we got into an argument about that, and I was like, these are one of the things that in a relationship, eventually you're just like, ugh. Because I can remember as a kid being in the mall with my parents and literally watching my dad just completely melt as a man while my mom spent hours in the fucking women's department, and he just stood there and waited. And then he found, like, where the mannequins would be propped up on some block? Mm-hmm. He'd, like, fucking try to shimmy his ass on the corner of that block.
Your feet start hurting, your back
And then you're
hurts.
Like, and then, you know, you go up to your, you're like, Dad, let me sit there. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You're just like, go run around, do what kids do, whatever. And it's like, you see that, now I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, like, holy shit, it's happening to me too. So what I'm saying is, that happens to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see everybody going through. I've never seen anyone go to a store with their significant other that they don't want to go to and be good about it. Unless it's in the very beginning of the relationship.
That's one of the few times a cranky baby comes in handy.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, first of all, it's happened recently. It was 95 degrees outside. I'm playing softball. We have to stop at the store and get cards and this and that. I'm like, shit.
Right.
I'm fucking sweating. I'm hot. I don't feel good because it's sunny. So, we got to stop now. Okay, fine. We go in there, and I'm like, 10 minutes? Fucking been 45 minutes.
But let me ask you something.
If the baby cries, we'll leave. Don't worry about it.
So what do? You punch the baby?
Smack him right in his... I pinch his arm.
I got to get a baby.
Yeah. Baby's crying.
But let me ask you something, though. You see how she says we got to get cards and blah, blah, blah. Why couldn't she have gotten them a week ago?
Well.
That's my point.
You're right.
That's because if I need to get something, whether it's for me or somebody else, I go and get it right away. As soon as I know what to get them, I get that thing and I fucking jet. I don't drag anybody with me.
But I can't go that route because a lot of it's like for Father's Day and I got to buy my family card. Like we got to go. It's for both, really. It's not just for.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
But do you really need to pick out a Father's Day card for your father?
No, I just grab anything.
Right.
She sits there and peruses. Oh, this has good meaning to. No, I don't care. My dad can't even read English. All right?
What the fuck is this word? Buffalo. What is this word? Love?
So, baby cries, and I'm like, yes. Come on, buddy. She's crying. We gotta go.
Come on, get your shit. Let's go.
Let's go. He's hungry. So that's
pull one a of the, titty out right here in the store.
Yeah, it's one of the few times you want a cranky baby. Or we're at the mall and I'm just like, come on.
Yeah, it's
come
a scapegoat. On. I love it. I love that idea. I never thought about that.
Yeah, cranky baby.
That's cool.
That's,
I like that.
That's definitely.
Just stop bringing them to fucking restaurants, would you? That I cannot fucking
here's the
stand.
Thing.
I want to stab the parents that bring the fucking babies. To a restaurant. These babies are so fucking young. If these kids are not able to control themselves or you haven't beaten them into submission yet, do not bring them out on my night, please. Cause I will fucking kill the two of you.
We bring the baby to restaurants. But my kid, honestly, doesn't fucking cry.
Oh, okay. Well then,
like,
all right.
We time it
well,
to where.
You're an exception from the rule.
He cries when he's got shit in his diapers and when he's hungry.
But see, that's the other thing now.
Or if he's
I don't
want to
smell
obviously.
Shitty diapers when I'm eating fucking
you
food.
You don't fucking smell shitty
change
diapers.
Change them right on the table.
We feed him, so he's got a couple.
I don't know. Is
hours.
This wait? Is this the diaper? Or is this the lava cake we ordered?
I'll switch it out. We make sure we
I
time
just
it.
Never understood that.
I agree with you. I hate when they bring babies.
Feed them in the fucking car before you walk in the restaurant.
You know, and everybody says, "Oh, wait, when you have kids, you'll be doing this." No fucking way.
Yeah, you will.
Not why. Why would I want
to? If you have a good baby, you're going to bring that baby
but
to the
why?
Restaurant.
Why would I want to go out to dinner
if it's a restaurant
with my girl or wife or whatever?
I know what you're going to say, and I completely agree with you. If it's like a chain restaurant, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
If it's a nice restaurant where people are out having like romantic fucking dinners,
we don't bring them
and
there.
And there's a crying baby there, that would fucking irritate me.
We bring them the
but
chicken
in, like,
and Pete's and
if
fucking.
If you're,
that
I don't know,
shit.
If you're in like fucking Applebee's.
It's noisy enough.
I don't really see it being a problem.
Yeah, if I was at Chickie and Pete's and there was a fucking crying baby, or I would go nuts.
Here's the thing, we don't
let Chickie and Pete's is a bar. I mean, you're bringing your kid to a bar. It's not even a year old yet.
He loves it. Chicks dig him.
Hooters. Get the fuck out of here already. Taking my steam.
Kimmy, he'd be fucking grabbing. grabbing the Hooters. I just picked it. Listen, if he cries, we don't let him cry. We take him outside. I take him outside.
Now, I know, but a lot of people don't do that, though.
Well, people are fucking ignorant.
You know, they'll just sit there and be like, oh, come on. You know, like, I can't tell you countless times, you know, me being with Sarah, I've seen where parents just lose control of their kids. And we'll sit there and we're just commenting on it like, wow, this kid is not even, not just is he not obeying his parents, but they have lost, you know, all hope at this point. They don't know what to do.
They give
kid's
up.
Crying. He squirms out of the booth. I mean, we could be at a whatever restaurant. Doesn't matter if it's a chain or whatever. And it's, you know, the kid's like running around and he's dropping food everywhere. And it's like, honestly, dude, I can imagine myself sticking my leg out and punting this fucking kid.
Because he's a fucking
out
badass.
The window.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know, but the kid is young though. He's like barely two.
You got to still reel him in. You can't let him do what he wants. You got to reel him in.
That's why I think that, you know, if I.
Well, most kids have no consequences to their actions nowadays.
I realize
they set
that
them
the
no TV.
I realize.
Beat that motherfucker.
I realize the kids can't make their own fucking decisions and shit, but that's why I blame the parents.
Well, sure.
You can't find a fucking babysitter for 1 hour, you fucking cocksucker. Like, you got to bring this little shit machine out and have, like, you know, we have to be subjected to it. And you know what's so funny, too? 90% of these fucking kids are stone cold fucking ugly. Don't bring them out in public. Don't. I've never seen a cute baby out. Never. Like once in a blue moon, like if it's in a stroller or something in a mall. But most of the time when they're at restaurants, my God, these fucking facha brutes, like leave them in the fucking closet.
A lot of babies
are ugly.
They are. And maybe I'm
black
know.
Babies aren't.
I'm not kidding. I'm not even trying to make a joke.
That's reverse racism.
No, I'm dead serious. A lot of black babies are adorable. White kids are fucking disgusting. They really are. A lot of white babies are fucking ugly. There's very few kids that you can honestly say, wow, that's a really cute baby.
I always told myself I'd be honest with myself, but I don't see my kid as ugly, but it could be.
No, I don't think your kid's ugly.
I don't think you would, though.
But I don't think
you would see it.
I don't think your kid's ugly, and I'm not trying to be nice either, because you're an asshole, but no. No, seriously.
Does your kid look like you or her?
Like, I think it looks like him.
All right, then he's ugly.
but it's like him before the asshole comes up. But like your brother's kids, none of them were ever ugly either.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Do you see what I'm saying?
But you know what though? If for me, I don't think I would see it if they were. You guys might see it.
But that's the thing.
But I don't think I would
see
it.
There is a bias there, but like
the fact that
these kids aren't mine, most of them are really ugly.
Yeah.
But I can sit there and be like, wow, that's a cute baby. Mm-hmm. Like if we're watching a movie, of course they always use the cute kids in a movie. I'll be like, you know, that's a, you know, cute kid. Or it's an adorable kid or whatever. And she'll agree with me. But if we're out somewhere, I'll be like, did you see the fucking chops on that kid? And she'll be like, you know, she'll kind of roll her eyes. Like she doesn't want to say anything bad.
Most babies, they grow out of it. I mean, Chris hasn't. nor has he grown an inch.
Chris looks like a fuzzy baby.
I look like Ted.
No, not even close. Ted is somewhat adorable.
No, seriously, they grow out of it most of the time. But then there's some kids that just don't. I mean, there's some ugly human beings out there. It's just, you hope it's just not your kid that is going to have problems getting laid.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be a fear when you're expecting.
Yeah.
You're like, man, I hope my fucking kid doesn't come out.
What about if he's a fucking dork and gets picked on and wants to be a fucking...
I don't care about that because...
Drum major or band leader, you know, like...
But that's the cool thing now. If you're a geek or a dork, you get pussy. You know that, right? There's no jocks anymore. Jocks do not rule the world anymore. They don't. They really don't. Unless you're a major athlete, become a major athlete. But in school, all the smart... it's reverse. It's reverse from when we were in school. All the smart kids are getting all the good looking pussy.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, the jocks are still getting them, but they're not, you know, it's not high quality like it used to be. It's a lot different, you know? So it's not, I don't know. It's just like, you ever see 21 Jump Street?
Yeah.
You know, those geeks, they actually are the ones that are like, you know, the popular ones now, you know, the ones that are real smart. Real, like, fucking computer savvy and shit.
Yeah.
You know, the fucking jocks that don't know how to read, they're
chicks
like...
don't dig them.
No, they don't. They don't, because girls nowadays at that age, they actually look ahead earlier than they did when we were in high school.
Mm.
When we were in high school, we obviously went to a school full of whores that had no brains. No brains.
Oh, man.
No self-worth, nothing. They hated themselves. It was so easy. But now it's like these girls actually, they hold value and they look ahead and they're like, if I accidentally get knocked up, it's not going to be by the football player. It's going to be like the fucking, you know, the computer major. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The guy that's going to put fucking,
he's got a full ride to fucking
right, exactly. Stanford. Yeah. But it's just funny. I don't know. It's just these fucking kids, man. Oh, and I want to have kids one day, but sometimes I fucking hate them, especially when I'm out in public. I fucking hate kids. I'm like, I don't know. You know, I don't think I want kids now.
Nah, I think you hate other people's kids.
Yeah.
No, because I try to put myself in these people's shoes, and I'm trying to imagine what it would be like to have a child or whatever, and be like, you know, I obviously can't hit them in public.
No, you can't.
Because then someone's going to stick their nose in it, and I'm going to prison because I'll hit them. I'll take my frustration from my kid out on them. But the other thing is like, you know, you try to be reasonable with your kid, but I see these parents that try to get their kid under control and they look insane. They look like they've lost their minds. You know, they look crazy. You know, their hair's all fucked up and they, you know, women's makeups are smeared and shit. And they're just like, get over here. I'm so sick of this shit. They have like a breakdown right there. And you're just like, I can't handle this.
Because they didn't fucking start disciplining from the get go.
I think that's what it is.
I agree. And people don't do it. But here's let me
my
ask
kid's
you
gonna
this.
Be making me sandwiches as soon as he's able to walk. All right,
give your
you
wife
should
a
had
break.
A girl then.
Give your wife a break. So let me ask you something.
Yeah.
How do you discipline? How will you discipline your son? Because he's obviously still young to discipline.
That's a good question. I mean, we talk about it all the time.
Did you guys ever discuss it? Say, look, if he starts to get to that age where he starts becoming an asshole, what do? Do we smack him?
We haven't talked about
scared the shit out of me.
We haven't talked about smacking yet or anything like that. I mean, he'll get. I think I'll come in as the relief, you know, like the heavy hand and just smack his butt. Like, my dad barely touched me. Uh-huh. But when my mom couldn't handle me, he came over and his hand was heavy, man. He fucking smacked the shit out of me.
Take it like a man.
Yeah. Come here, you pussy. Pull your pants down. Faggot.
What?
Yeah. He
called you a faggot?
Got his hand, dude. He fucking whooped me to the
Now
fucking.
Give me a rim job. Just show me your fucking beans.
His handprint was on my ass for 2 weeks.
His cockprint was on his forehead.
That's disgusting, Fab.
Take it like a man.
It's not like he's my stepdad. He's my real dad.
Mushroom print on my head.
It's a mushroom.
Now all I need is a tea bag.
Yeah, I mean, my parents beat the shit out of me.
Yeah,
My mom was worse because it was constant. But when you were always afraid of him because his was like, it was once in a blue moon, but it was fucking painful.
And it hurt.
You kind of get used to the mom beatings because at some point she gets tired.
Yeah, plus, it's still a woman.
Right.
Right.
And then the osteo kicks in and that's great. Because then they're the ones who are really getting hurt, not you.
That's what you get. That's why your wrist is all fucked up now.
Yeah, I remember my mom kicked me one time and she fucking limped away. And I was like, you know, because I was like, I blocked it. You know what I mean? I did like a palm block.
Don't block.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah. Like, don't fucking block hands, me. Put your hands in your
fuck
pocket.
You.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking fuck let off. You smack me. Twat.
Did you just call your mother a twat?
No, I'm saying in general.
Fuck off!
My mom will whoop my ass if she listened to this.
Yeah. Now I think about it, I'm like, I don't know what to do if I have kids. Like, do I? I mean, I got at some on some level, I have to like not beat. I don't want to say beat them. I have to discipline them physically. I have to. I have to.
I mean, there's a certain age where you're going to hit. Where,
yeah, I'm not talking about like when they pop out of the womb.
I don't know
beat
about
the
you.
Shit out of them. I'm saying at some point
throw
though,
them against the wall.
No, like, no, that's different. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like hitting them in the ass.
I'm talking about when he first comes out, like one of those little fucking wall bugs. Because you know he's all slimy and shit. So just fucking.
No, I'm not going to do that. I might do that with the umbilical cord. That's it. I just don't know, like, that's why I was asking you, have you guys had that discussion? I mean, obviously, that kind of shit you worry about when it comes up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, did you ever talk about, hey, how are we going to, you know, like, I know some people like to coddle their kid, and some people like to kind of pay, you know, not pay too much attention, kind of let them self, whatever.
Yeah. There's an example, I don't want to give it away because I don't know who listens, but there's an example where this we know somebody.
Okay.
That they pretty much let their
kid cry it out.
No, they answered her questions for her. They did everything for her. And this kid is, you know, 12 years old, going on like 7. Not a good social skills. Like, just, I don't know. It's like she can't do nothing on her own.
Uh-huh.
That kind of deal. You know, but she can't stay over somebody's house. It keeps going on and on.
What did they do?
They just coddled her.
Okay.
They coddled
her. Yeah.
So, or him.
They turned the kid into a pussy.
Pretty much.
It's a boy?
Yes.
Oh, it sucks. That's even worse.
Right. So now, he's...
a fag.
He's just young. Like, there's other 12-year-old around.
He's immature.
This dude compared to... I mean, it's...
Right.
He's down here. And the regular 12-year-old, I would say, is up here.
Right.
No, like our kid stays over. He They'll stays like, overnight.
Hey, Tim, you
want to
play
wants.
Some ball? Yeah. Book!
Nah, man, we just said we're not going to coddle him.
He's
going to be self-sufficient. We're not going to do everything for him.
We're not going to feed him. We're not going to change his diaper.
He can wipe his own ass.
Right.
When he's a year old, he can fend for himself.
Yeah.
Get
your own food. Get a job, motherfucker.
Get a fucking job. Shit's expensive. Daycare is expensive, motherfucker.
You steal my Pop-Tarts, I'm calling the police.
He's got a place. Yeah. He's got a place, a little apartment.
Yeah, so we're not going to coddle him.
So when he cries, do you go tend to him, or do you, or Like, no. I know when he cries, you'll go and see what the problem is. Because if it's a dirty diaper, it's got
to
be changed.
Yeah, we try not to pick him up every time he cries.
That's what I was
asking. Where it starts.
Right.
We try to let it go, but you can't. But when he starts losing breath, like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
no, they, that's different.
They, well, you know, like he's crying. So, you know, I go, well, it's different for a fucking 6 month who's got underdeveloped lungs who's still developing his lungs. So right. You have to pick him up.
And right, right.
So you got to do that shit. But when he gets old enough to know what's wrong and what's right, that's where the challenge comes in. Right now, it's just, he's a little, he doesn't know, you know, you're like, no, you know, no Nicholas, no Nico, you know,
right,
stop
right.
touching the, he's smacking the bottle while you're trying to feed him. He doesn't know what no is, but we're like, no.
He's smacking a tit. That's what code was code for, smacking a tit.
Those are my tits. Don't smack them.
Don't bruise those milk jugs, would you?
But yeah, that's, I mean, it's going to be different once he knows right from wrong. Right now, he doesn't know shit.
Right. Like, I'm not saying, you know, every time your kid does something wrong, you fucking whack him. But every now and then, you got to whack your fucking kid.
Yes, you do.
Right.
I'm not against it.
And I don't think any parent should be. I mean, you can't start when the kid's fucking 12. All of a sudden, I'm going to start beating him. But, you know, I think you instill a little fucking discipline when they're young. They won't grow up to be such an asshole.
Right. I think discipline is good. Plus, you know, you may prevent them from getting into really fucked up trouble someday.
Right. You want when your kid's in high school, he's 16 years old, and, you know, something like heroin comes around and be like, if my dad found out, he would whoop my ass.
Right. You want them to fear you.
Yeah.
That's actually the best course of action. And nobody does that anymore.
No.
Nobody does that anymore. You know, these kids, it's funny, these kids today rebel even more against parents that have been nothing but pussies to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow.
Because they can.
Right. And then, you know, I hate those parents that are just like, oh, you know, my kid is, you know, he's an angel. And meanwhile, this kid is kicking every other kid at the party.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to fucking bury this fucking child. Cause you're like, you know, or you want to go and slap the parents, like, you fucking failures, you know?
You know, at that point, when they're two and they're a badass, it's the parents' fault.
I'm sorry, but it's the parents' fault all the way up until the part where they end up going to prison or dead. It's always the parents' fault. It really is. Cause if you start young, if you start young and put the fear of God in your kids up until the point where they're, you know, right before they go to college or whatever, they will gain some sort of respect. They'll hate you at first, but they will respect you. They will always respect you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can hate all you want. Eventually, they'll see what we all eventually saw was, you know what? I see why they did it now. You know, you'll learn it. So look, you just tell them, look, you're going to hate my guts. So be it, but you're going to respect me and I'm going to keep you out of the hospital. I'm going to keep you out of jail and, you know, whatever. And then eventually they'll learn, and then they'll be able to pass that on to their kids too. Cause I'll be honest with you. When I was younger, I hated my parents for that shit. I hated them. I was like, you know, I was sitting there. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking kill them. You know, I was gonna kill them, you know. And then you realize as you get older, like, you know what though? If they didn't do all that shit, I definitely would have like either OD'd or, you know, gone to jail.
You don't think about that shit when you're 15.
You're right. So I can see now what they were trying to do, pass their quote unquote wisdom on the, even though during their time in their country it was way different than here. And it's going to be the same for us now
because
shit is nowhere near what it was 20, 25 years ago.
It's a lot harder to keep them out of trouble now.
Would you rather your wife instill the discipline so the kid likes you better? Mm-mm.
That's a good question, man.
Cause you know, if it's your wife that's like fucking smacking the kid every time he does something wrong, you know the kid's gonna be like, fuck her.
Right, and you have to stand together. Whether there's some things that we don't agree on, and we have to we gotta figure out how we're gonna.
Right, you're gonna crumble. So
I'm gonna crumble.
Yeah, that's figured out.
Listen to your mom.
I have no problems being a disciplinarian. No problems.
I don't have a problem being a disciplinarian.
I don't care if my kids hate me, cause that just means I get more me time.
Way looking at it.
Seriously, you know, I get a little bit extra couple minutes to myself because they don't want to be around daddy because he's an asshole. You know, it's not a bad way to look at it. You know, you might
that's one way to look at it.
You might actually keep your sanity a little bit, and then when they get older, though, they'll respect you more than
then
mommy.
Then your fucking wife loses her sanity.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the only thing I don't want. I don't want this shit. Okay, because I've seen this a lot too, where your kid comes and asks you something,
right,
and you say no. And then they go and ask mommy something, yeah. and she says yes, or vice versa. One of you looks like, if you're not on shared ground, if you're not on solid ground together and make you know, the right decision,
yep.
and you guys are going to play sides, well, guess what?
You that's can't do
when,
that.
That's when spousal abuse comes into play.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Where's that sound bite now with the guy slapping the woman?
You can't listen. You have to make a stand together. You have to be on the same page. Whether you know there's a lot of shit that there's not a lot.
Well,
there's
my parents. That's some shit that I actually experienced firsthand with my parents. I remember my dad was just like he was a beaten man coming home from work, fucking exhausted. He was like, yeah, whatever. And my mom would be like, no, absolutely not. So I knew my dad would let me. I knew my mom wouldn't. And then there were things where it was the other way around, mm-hmm. you know? So I would always play sides, you know? I'd sit there and pick my battles. I'm like, I know what to ask, who to ask, and for what.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because there was no good communication between the two of them. And now I realize that, and I'm thinking, you know, whatever happens to me in my future and, you know, whatever, we better be on the same fucking page. Because if we're not, then we're going to have problems. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to catch up to you. And you're going to resent them for it. And you're going to be like, you know, in your mind, you'd be like, I fucking hate this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they never back me up. Especially women. I've heard women say that too. He never backs me up. Every time I say no, he turns around and lets him do whatever.
Can't do that.
You can't. You just can't.
You're fucking up right there, man.
Yep.
I don't care if you agree what she's saying. You
right.
Guys gotta
you
come
just,
to
you
some
have
sort
to
of...
back each other's play at some
yeah,
point.
You have to.
Or come to some sort of compromise.
Yeah.
Yeah, my stepdad growing up made it real easy. You ask him for something, you say, did you ask your mother?
That's it, man. That's
that
it.
That was it.
Yeah, but that's because your mom was like the warden.
Yeah.
She ran shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You just live here. I run shit.
Shoe program. 24-hour lockdown.
That's exactly what it was. You know it.
It really wasn't, though. My mom let us do pretty much, like, we really didn't have a curfew growing up. My mom let us
that
drink in the house.
That explains a lot. Bunch of degenerates.
My mom let us drink in the house because she knew we were going to do it anyway.
I know.
So she'd rather
smart.
Drink at the house. Everybody throws their fucking car keys to her, and everybody's got to stay over if you're drinking.
Right.
You know?
She just waits to see.
She would rather us do it there than do it somewhere else and drive home.
And then I
who was the
upstairs.
Last? Yeah, who's the last friend that stayed awake?
Then I sneak upstairs, give her some of the bezel. Yeah.
Hey. Fran would have shot you guys in the face.
Fran got some too.
He videotaped.
Fran would be drinking with you guys, and somebody would put something in his drink, so he'd pass out
he'd
first.
Be, he'd be rapping the Fat Joe.
Fat Joe! The shit! They're talking to that annoying neighbor.
I think that guy's the reason why I hate neighbors. I had the most annoying fucking neighbor when I lived with my parents.
He would come over out of nowhere and watch the game and just talk.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, though. He was there to see your mom. That's what it was.
I think he was there to see my stepdad.
Oh, you think
he
likes the Brajol?
I think a little bit.
Because he stared at your mom a lot.
Probably because he hated her. Like one of those death
really?
Stares. Like, I'm going to kill her so I have Fran all to myself.
That's funny.
I think he was a little bit of a fruit.
You think so?
I think so.
He was strange.
He looked like a pedophile, if anything.
He was very strange.
He was a strange dude, man. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a weirdo. Those are the days.
Yeah.
How the fuck did we get on this?
I have no idea.
Oh, the parenting
thing. The parent, yeah. Like, tonight's going to be a long night for me because he's sick. He's got a fever. And
really?
Yeah, like, it's just it's going to be just one of those things. Sometimes he sleeps through it. Yeah, but we wake up, we check his temperature.
Right.
You know, make sure he's not fucking going too high. And you can't give kids medicine. You can't give toddlers medicine. Other than baby Tylenol. To get the,
nah.
That's it.
No, nah, you can't give them
yeah,
shit.
You give
them, no, I'm saying medicine.
Yeah, that's it. As long as they're eating, unless he's got 108 fever, they don't really.
Shit, you better hope not.
Yeah.
That's usually.
Once he hits 104, that's when you got to bring him.
Give him a fucking fireball and let him go to bed.
A fireball?
A little shot.
I just dip him in ice water. Cool them off. Fever's gone.
Marco dips in his Slurpee.
Yeah, we got to end the show soon because I got to stop at 7-Eleven and get my free Slurpee before 11 o'clock.
Your fifth one today?
Like my fifth one.
Really?
Nah. I had one.
Oh, we got exciting news to pass on. Via V, Roberto Sprantz.
The Podfather?
The Podfather. The Podfather has passed on some new information. We have a new podcast joining Riotcast on Monday, this coming Monday. We don't know who it is. It's going to be a surprise, but you guys have to, well, I guess you're going to have to log on and see who.
Yeah.
It'll be, I'm sure Rob will post it up on Facebook too, mm-hmm. but from what I understand though, talking about something completely different, something we don't already have, which is always good to put something different on. You don't want the same shit. Like right now we have six low rent comedians.
I'm just fucking up. I'm only playing them.
I'm only playing them. I knew that would fucking get you. No, but it's cool though, cause we got, you know, something completely different. You know, just like when they brought in Bailey J, I was out of left field. No one expected that. That was completely different. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Something totally different. It's actually, to me, it sounds intriguing. I don't want to give away. I don't know who it is. I know something of what it's about, but I don't want to say anything. But I find it interesting. And I think it's going to be, I actually can't wait to hear. I can't wait to hear it because I want to see, you know. Let's put it this way. I know for a fact that this, I will say this. I don't know if I get in trouble for this. I know for a fact that this person
mm-hmm.
was on Real Time with Bill Maher at one point.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So.
Interesting.
So think of it in that mm-hmm. terms, in that type of show terms. Something more towards that. That's all I'm going to say. And, you know, I think it's going to be good. From what I understand, it sounds like it's, you know, something big. So tune in Monday. I don't know if they're doing a live show. I have no idea what's happening.
I don't know. I think they taped. I think she probably.
Okay.
They probably taped it.
You fat fuck. Watch your fat fucking mouth.
Stupid. A person below normal intelligence.
I don't know why Rob tells you anything.
He didn't tell me.
I don't know why Fob tells you anything.
All right, I'm done for tonight. Mic off.
Missy Dundo style.
I'm done. Can we edit that?
I'm sure I could probably edit that.
How about a beep? Just a beep.
Beep.
Sharp as a fucking cue ball.
This guy could fuck up a cup of coffee.
fucking disgrace.
I should just play Chris's role. Just shut the fuck up. Just let it fucking die.
Stupid!
Yeah, so anyway, tune in for that.
No, you're a stupid motherfucker, you know that?
Rest in peace, Tony. Oh, and don't forget to go to our website. Click on the Amazon banner. If you're going to order anything off Amazon, throw a couple pennies our way. We're going to need it.
Yeah, definitely.
Probably going to have to bail Missy out of jail or something.
For what?
I don't know.
Probably going to have to go out stupid. On our own soon because Marco doesn't know how to keep his fucking mouth shut.
And, of course, Gamefly. We keep forgetting to bring up Gamefly. I don't even know if the offer's still the same. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Because if you listen to the radio or, like, if you watch, like, TV, there's always different offers.
Yeah.
You know, and we're given, what is it, the 21-day? I don't
trial.
Remember. 21-day trial? Two-disc?
Yeah.
Free. Just click on the Gamefly banner.
Just click on it, put the jerks.
And we seriously have to do, I mean, I guess whenever we actually have all four of us in here, we have to do that that tweaked audio giveaway game thingy. Because it's been a while. Those things are sitting.
It's been at least 4 months.
Yeah. Has it been that long?
Yeah,
God
yeah.
Damn. Oh, well. Shame Missy's not here because I would love to have grilled her on that.
Do we know what kind of game we're going to do?
I would assume it. I mean, I'm not going to play because I already took one. So,
yeah, so
I gave it to my girl. She uses it. None of you fat fucks run either, so I don't need it. I gave it to her.
What's running have to do with earbuds?
That's what she uses it for when she works out.
We don't have to use them for running.
Well, he's going on a fucking trip. He goes on fucking two trips per 3 months.
And he wants to bring earbuds when he goes out?
No, when he goes out.
5 hour flight.
Yeah.
Why not use the headphones he's got on? They're probably sound better.
They're not as good as tweaked audio earbuds.
Really? Are they? Have you compared the two?
Yes.
And you think the tweaked audio is better?
Absolutely. I'm using the same headphones as him.
So you have a pair of the tweaked audio?
Yes.
All right, game over. He doesn't need a pair.
I don't need a fucking pair. It's for a listener, right?
No, it's for us.
There's two pairs, then you can have it.
Yeah. Or no, you know what? I want to play because I want to put them on eBay and make a little money, side money. I want in. Come on, I got daycare to pay for. I want in. You ain't gonna get the fucking.
We figure we do a fun, you know, like a funny trivia or something.
And Mark is the king of trivia, as he's told us numerous times.
I'll beat anybody in trivia.
Okay.
I will. Nobody's gonna beat me in trivia. Useless trivia.
Oh.
Useless. Useless. Make sure you use that.
Useless.
Should we base this trivia on music or anything specific?
I don't know.
Just be like general shit.
I don't know, Chris. Do you have any preference? I mean.
Because I got to make up the questions.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I don't give a fuck.
Random music entertainment.
I would like to see Missy beat us. What's she strong at? What does she claim she's strong
What's
at?
What's she strong at?
Mermaids.
Lung cancer. Phlegm.
I don't know.
I'm only teasing, Miss. Don't be mad.
She ain't listening.
When she hears this, though, she's going to be like, motherfucker.
I hate you guys. Yo, guys, fuck you.
It doesn't matter. Just pick something.
All right, well, yeah, I'll pick a subject. I'll figure something out. I don't want to do just one subject.
Let's do sports.
Come on.
She has no shot.
Exactly. I mean, you get the headphones. Fuck her.
Actually, one of the headphones, I don't think either you guys would want them because they're kind of girly looking. They're girly style.
The green ones?
They're like lime green.
Yeah, that's the one Missy wants, though. That's the one I want.
Just to be a dick?
Yeah.
Nice.
Interesting. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, do a couple songs. You do like, you'll have like music trivia.
Yeah, do like, yeah,
history.
Like a Jeopardy type of thing.
You should even do like show trivia. Like, you see, if go back, way back, and like, who said this on the show? Was it me, Chris?
That's interesting trivia.
Let's see if she fucking remembers.
She doesn't remember what happened yesterday.
That's true. When it comes down to me and you.
Then I have a game. Just give us the headphones.
That's true.
All right, why don't you
can we rig
fuckers
it?
Like take us out?
Can we rig it?
Fucking.
I really hope you fucking get Lou Gehrig's disease.
All right, don't forget to check us out on Riotcast.com/JerseyJerks. Download previous episode and check out all the other great shows on Riotcast. Of course, keep an eye out for the new show that's coming on Monday. Check your Facebook, Twitter. Rob's always on Twitter promoting. That's about it, man. Missy comes back next week, hopefully.
Do you think so?
Who knows? She might have another fucking stupid concert.
I think probably there'll be a concert or something.
I don't know. I think Vanilla Ice is in concert next Thursday. She might have to go.
Yeah, like Courtney Love, really? Fuck out of here.
Yeah, she said that she wasn't even on for like 45
How could you
minutes.
Be a Nirvana fan and want to go see Courtney Love?
That's
doesn't make sense to me.
That's blasphemy.
Whatever.
That's bullshit.
I can't make it next Thursday. It's hammer time.
That's fucking funny. It don't get no obscure than that.
No way.
I can't even top that. Could you guys even think of somebody else?
No. Gonna,
this is the most irrelevant, outdated bands ever. And the new people, they just suck because you'll never hear them anywhere. Even the fucking the radio station she works for doesn't even play these awful bands.
Oh, shit.
Can't touch this.
I'm with the typewriter.
I'm too legit to quit.
Smoking.
Drugs. All right, let's get out of here.
Bye, nigga!
Let us get the fuck out of here.
En voyage, motherfucker!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.